annoying is it for you to have your iPod his battery run dead and you have to figure out a way how to get it charged or get to your computer and get it plugged in so it can be charged? According to the Telegraph, a human heartbeat could be used to power an iPod after scientists have recently developed a tiny chip which uses the body's own movement to generate power. How creepy is that? Scientists hope that this nanotechnology used in the chip evolves. It could lead to electronics which don't require batteries or power. Hailed as a milestone, it can use tiny movements such as the pinch of a finger to generate power. The team presenting their findings to the National Meeting and Exposition of the American Chemical Society have used it to power LCD displays and diodes, as well as to transmit radio signals once it is generated, power it is stored. Dr. Zhong Ling Wang of the Georgia Institute of Technology said this development represents a milestone towards producing portable electronics that can be powered by body movements without the use of batteries or electrical outlets. So all this time we thought it was the battery that was keeping that Energizer Bunny going, and here it was the Energizer Bunny himself. I'm Dana Presser. That's today's commentary.